We're holding in Siman Shin Yud Ches, Sif Ches. Lahaniach Dover Kar. Shini's Baal called Tzarchei, Agabi Mechem Shal Ho'esh. So it's fully cooked, and but now it's cooled off.
What?
And you want to put it on top of a pot which is on the fire. So yesh omrim shedinu kamanicha keneged hamadura. Some argue that this is the equivalent of putting it like we had before, keneged hamadura, which means you're not directly on the fire, but away in front of the fire, which is not a mokum bishul. So on top of a pot is not a mokum bishul, and therefore v'chol dover shemutar lahanicha keneged hamadura b'mokum shayat zeledes boy kigun sheyovesh mutar lahanicha gabi mechum shal gabi hoesh. Some argue that this is not called putting it on the fire. This is called putting it keneged hamadura, which is away from the fire. So it's not a mokum bishul, so you don't have the iser of nesina on Shabbos. So only Yeshua is bishul. Well, if it's fully cooked, and it's a davar yavesh, say in bishul achar bishul, so even though it's cooled off, in bishul achar bishul, and you can put it there. V'yesh omrim, d'havi k'miniach agabi kira, l'chad chilo. V'osa afilim nisbashu kol tzorchai. Afilim nisamak raloi, some argue that this goes into the halachas of Chazora. It's considered putting it on the fire, because since you're putting it directly over the fire, even though there's a pot with food in between. But since you're putting it on top, so it's going to be a problem. And therefore, it has to meet Tanoi Chazora, even though it's Nispasha Kol Tzarcha, V'filim Nisam Nekrur Aloi. V'filim Nois Tesham Lishmar Chomoi. Even if you put it there not with intent to heat it up more, but just to maintain the heat which is already there. Zat Shulchan Aruch Rishon Nira Iker. Of the two opinions, the first opinion is accepted, and that's how we paskin. That it's mutter, since putting it on top of a pot is not a mokum bishul, so you don't have to worry about the halachas of chazara. The only issues you have to worry about is the halachas of bishul. So since in a scenario where something is fully cooked and it's a davar yavesh, according to the Shulchan Aruch, so there's no problem of bishul, there's no problem of nesina, and it's mutter. According to the Ramah, even if it be a davar lach, as long as it's not nistan and totally, it's also going to be mutter. Even by davar lach, you say in bishul achar bishul, if it's not nistan and the gamri. When we call mokum, Shulchan Aruch says in the tab shal sheyesh by roitiv, which, so since it has roitiv, it's considered like a liquid. So now that it has roitiv and it has gravy in it, so now there's a problem of bishul achar bishul. So according to Shulchan Aruch, that's going to be yasser. Umitzame v'yafaloi, also the divrei hakol. So now the Mishabura is going to say, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that by davar which is nitzdanin, davar lach which is nitzdanin, you say bishul achar bishul, so why is it dafka mitzame v'yafaloi? Even if it be mitzame v'raloi. Okay. So Mishabura, in general, Mitzame Yafaloi is a halacha in the gzeira of Shemi Yechata. There's no argument that a person would be Mechata on something which, when he is Mechata, the result will be negative. When it comes to halachas of Bishul, we're dealing with Dindaraisa, so we're saying that a liquid which you're reheating, even if by reheating it, you're being mekalkalit, so it's not going to be the raisa, maybe it's only going to be the rabbana, but it's definitely yasser. Right? You're doing a maisa bishul. Okay. So Mishabura deals with that question. So after Mishabura nun zayin. L'haniach davar kar. So, Zat Mishabura, siv zev, siv zayin, inyan echad hu. Ve'elo hashtei deyo shiba siv zev, heim atzmam shiba siv zayin. The two opinions here are really the two opinions mentioned in the previous sif. You had a kli which is Deish Vadavar Cham, on top of a Kedera Hatzmuna, right? And now we're talking about they're putting it without Hatmana, but on top of a pot which is on the fire, but the issue is the same in both cases. Of the Shomar Bedover Lach, Dim Hoyim Itzdan and Yeshua Mishum Bishul, Kakos of Klisha Yeshua Bedover Cham, Vahacha Arbedover Yavish, the Philon Itzdan and Ain Boy Mishum Bishul, Kilayel Besiftal. So the difference is a case before is a case of a liquid. So a case of a liquid, it's a dover. So then it has to remain hot. That's why the Shulchan Aruch before talked about putting a dover cham on top of a kedera. Here we're talking about even something which is nitzdanin on top of a kedera. Because here we're talking about dover yavish. So therefore, whatever is mutter to put connected on madura is mutter to put on top of the pot. Anything which doesn't have an issue of bishul, in other words, if it's a double yavesh, even though it is cooled off, so you can put it directly into clay region because not a problem of bishul. Within the mutter l'nichol connected on madura, rochik sas to loy b'chashin l'chitu, you can avur b'sift as well. So by the fact that by the virtue of the fact that you're not putting it directly on the fire or immediately adjacent to the fire, you're moving it further back. So it's clear to people that this is an act of bishul, so you're not going to forget and be mechata because you made a hacker by not putting it in the normal place where people would put it when they want to cook. So you're not going to be mechata.
Aren't those two independent issues? The concern for chitoy and the concern for mechzik mevasha?
The Mishnah Berurah before in Rishon Gimel seems to learn it's two different dinim. There's two, in other words, the halachas of Shehiyah are only Gzer Hashem Yechata, and the halachas of Chazorah have both dinim in them. It has the dinim of Hashem Yechata and the dinim of Mechzik Mevashel. So Keneged HaMadura has to address both of them. So it's not, you're right that one is true without the other, but it seems to be over there that in the dinim of Chazorah you have both dinim. I'm sure whether there's mash, that either one of them is enough to make it osur. Samechem shal gabi hoish. Now, va'avah gav de b'defila b'kira gufam in ha'esh, l'shar b'sim in rishit gimel al-chazor, al-hanich l'chachila osur, the kira is grufa. And so we say, what's mutter is, if it was there before Shabbos, on the kira, you can put it, take it off and put it back on. But you can't put it there l'chachila on Shabbos. The mechem in between is the equivalent of a groof of a katuma, like what we argue nowadays that we don't have groof of a katuma, we have a blech. So blech l'chor is a hefsek. So it's like putting the layer of ashes on top of the coals. Similar idea, right? So, but that it's only matir chazora. It's not matir nesina l'chachila. So the Mishnah Berurah. So therefore, we can't halacha. If al pisha mechem shlamatam after ben a kli ben a esh, my hobby. What do you gain? Tzarech lermer. So we have to say the tzir le day is zul. This opinion, which is matter, the first opinion, the apsak is a mechem a feel of ben a grufa other than mikira grufa. So the path which is in between is better than grufa. It, even if the case was a kirish and a grufa, the pot in between is better. So what's the chiluk? The hasam akadera medas al gabi kira. Because over there in the maisa, you're putting the kadera in the mokum bishul. You're putting it on top of the kira. Shum mokum shadarak levashul tamid venir kim avashul. So here you have the Mexican avashul issue. So he said, even though it's grufa, but it looks like you're putting in the place of bishul. So the only eitza is, if it appears to people that you're not doing a new mice of bishul, you're just being mamshed, all mice of bishul, so that won't confuse people. It's not nirkim of vashul. But if you put the chachil on Shabbos, it looks like bishul. But the same way by keneged amadur, it's not a mokum bishul. So on top of a pot, it's not a mokum bishul. Therefore, this opinion holds, it's mutter even the chachil. The second opinion says no. Rishon nir ikur, mishabur samach. So that al gabi mechem is mutter, em koi gam al hod is hivzayin, din yenechad hu kumash eksab din lamala. So in case of hivzayin, which you're talking about a davar lach, it's only a heter if it's still hot, but the regards to the lachas of chazora, since it's the top of a pot with food in it, it's not a problem. You do not need to meet the rules of a chazora. You can put it there on Shabbos al-Khachila. And that's by Davar Lach. And here by Davar Yobish, the same thing as well. Now, however, if it has roitav, if it has gravy, the kimash yesh be roitav, kraposik amachar b'leil b'siftal, the bistanin yesh b'shalach b'shal. So the Shulchan Aruch says, in a liquid which has cooled, yesh b'shalach b'shal. Memelo osur litna al gabi mechem, cham, afi menum al gabi ho'esh. So once there's bishul, forget about the halachas of you don't need to know chazara. That's true, but you can't do it because of bishul. Now the Shulchan Aruch added misamav yafala. This is a quote from the Rebbein Yeruchim.
You need to know
a chazara for bishul. According to the Shulchan Aruch's first opinion, putting on top of a pot is not a mokum bishul. People don't cook on top of pots. So I have a cholent pot sitting on the fire, and it's full of cholent, and then I want to put a fully cooked, dry potato kugel Shabbos morning. I want to take it out of the fridge and put it on top of the cholent pot. So I say, no problem. It's fully cooked. It's a davar yavesh. Right? So there's ein bishul lacha bishul. So there's no problem with bishul. So the derisa issue of bishul has been taken care of. We have the one issue of that you're doing nesina on Shabbos. Say, no, on top of a pot, it's not called nesina. You're not putting it in the fire, you're putting it on top of a pot. Right? And that's better than grufa ketumah, where you're putting it on the mokum bishul. So then you need to turn it to chazara. It's only mutter if you took it off and intend to put it back, you're still holding on to it, etc. In this situation, you're allowed to put it there. If, however, it has a liquid, so I want to take a pan of chicken, fully cooked chicken, and put it on top of the pot. But there's also some gravy in the pot, in the pan. And so it's going to sit there, and it's going to get to Yatza Lettuce Bowl. The gravy is going to heat up to the temperature of Yatza Lettuce Bowl. So now I'm cooking up the gravy. So forget about the Tanoi Chazorah. You don't need Tanoi Chazorah, because it's not a Malkum Bishul, but you're doing Bishul by heating up the liquid according to Shulchan Aruch.
Now, how do you judge whether, in general, whether something would be able to heat to Yad Sweater Bow? I'm assuming that...
You have to ask a woman that question.
Yeah. I'm assuming also that you can't leave it there just for a little while. If you're not sure, you can't leave it there just for a little while.
Correct. You cannot leave it there for a little while with intent to remove it. Once Chazal said you can, someone which could get the Yatzaletis boat by leaving it there a long time is also even to put it there a short time Amanas to remove it, Mishnah Berurah said. Right. So, I mean, at some point in time, if it doesn't reach the temporary Yatzaletis boat after a certain amount of time, it's not going to reach it. So, you know, if the
experience.
You know, if the temperature that it's on is a fairly low temperature, seeing all the food inside is quite hot, that the heat should reach to the item on top of the pot to that extent, not so common. Okay. Now the Shulchan Aruch said there's only problem if it's mistamak v'yafaloi. The item that I'm putting on top, which has a liquid in it, by being heated, it'll be mistamak v'yafaloi. This is all a quote from the Rebbein Yeruchim. What does the say? And this gives Le'el b'siftal b'hago. The davka b'mistamek v'yafaloi oz yesh bishul acher bishul. So the Rama quoted before this kenach of the Rebbein Yeruchim. All the way to the beginning of siftal. So Tashan is Basel Kotzerch, Yeshua Mishabisha in Istanin, Yeshua Medavki and Mitzama Vyofalo, Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So that which we're being machmer, that we say that there's an opinion which says Yesh Bishal Acher Bishal, in a case where the liquid has cooled totally, so now it's a problem to reheat it, it's only a problem according to this opinion if it's Mitzama Vyofalo. that, like the Rama says, Yesh Amrim, but the Shulchan Aruch does not differentiate. Now we're here. Here, the Shulchan Aruch is quoting the language of the Rebbeinu Ruchim. So even though he himself before did not paskin like the Rebbeinu Ruchim, but since he's quoting this whole thought over here is from the Rebbeinu Ruchim, he quotes the whole thought of the Rebbeinu Ruchim, including these words on the Tzama V'Yafaloi, which is the Shita So in Sifta Aleph. Oz Yesh Bishul Acher Bishul. So, and the argument Pashtus is this is a quote from the Rebbeinu Ruchim here in Sif Ches. It's a quote from the Rebbeinu Ruchim. The Rebbeinu Ruchim is going l'shita so of the Rebbeinu Ruchim that he said before that it's only if it's not that's only considered bishul in the scenario of yesh bishul acher bishul. So it's only considered bishul the second time if what you're doing the second time in some way enhances the food. So the same way we brought an opinion which holds the bishul, there's a din of afia or tzlia after bishul. We said that's only if in some way it confers upon it a new flavor or something, it changes it in some way, and that's why it's considered bishul. It's even like a rule in bishul after bishul, but that's if I bake it afterwards and now with a new flavor, so that's it's adding a whole new dimension. So that's a form of bishul. So we're also when I'm heating it up to the point that it's and it's mistama v'yafalo, that's a new bishul. But if it's mistama v'ra'aloi, where's the new bishul? Zok to Mishabura, but the din of karakar kasavna le'el b'simin siftala the halacha k'shar poskim de'ein l'chavnim. However, most poskim do not differentiate, like we mentioned, and that even in a scenario of mistama v'ra'aloi, there's a problem of bishul acher bishul. So you make a chicken soup. So at some point in time, you keep cooking and it tastes better and better. And at some point in time, the flavor doesn't get any better. And all thing you do is really boiling out some of the liquid. So it's a mistama v'ra'aloi. My chomel, at some point in time, starts out as a stew and it sits there longer and it gets more and more flavor, and eventually keep putting it back on the fire or heating it to the lettuce, but we just burn it. However, the din of karksav liyab siftal of the halacha kashar post name mechalakim said they do not differentiate. And yesh bishul acher bishul by the ralach, even though it's in sama verdale. V'af the mechaber efshad the server came. V'af the mechaber efshad the server came. Kamosh sasam shom. Alisha the Rebbeinu Ruchim lachet basel. And I could argue that over here he's just quoting the Rebbeinu Ruchim. He decided to quote the whole quote, but you see from what he said before that he does not. The Shulchan Aruch does not mention in Sif Dalet where he's putting the halacha of Yesh Bishul Acher Bishul. He does not mention the condition of Mitzvah V'Yafel. The Ramah adds in and says Yesh Armim Yini Mitzvah V'Yafel. The Shulchan Aruch does not mention it at all. So if he would have required that condition, he should have said so. Apparently, he holds even in the case of Mitzvah V'Gerdaloi, you were cautious for Yesh Bishul Acher Bishul. Pashas the Lomdus of Mitzad Dine Kilkel, etc., you know, is either it's a rabbanon or the infusion of heat going from Nine Yatzel Edesbo to Yatzel Edesbo is significant to people. So even though, regards to the quality of the food, you're losing, but regards to the temperature of the food, you're gaining. So that's also considered. So we look at that as a not a mechalkel, but as a masakin, because the overall picture, obviously you're doing it for a reason. Why are we doing this? We're not the one to get, it's like my child's on the fire, I'm not ready to serve yet because my guests aren't here. If I take it out now, it's going to be cold, and it's burning. So it can't be, it bothers you because like I have no choice. But over here, you're putting it on the fire, saying, wow, this is going to burn, so why are you putting it there? Obviously, you made a decision that the heat which you want to gain is more significant and beneficial than the drying out and burning, which is going to come out of the picture. So you made your decision. That's not a mechalkel, right? You decided that the benefit of the warmth is worthwhile and more beneficial than the damage of the mesavav v'ra'aloi. Ra'aloi doesn't actually mean burning. It means more as it sits for longer and the temperature starts to shrivel, starts to shrink. So you get a stringier piece of meat. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, this is all talking on the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch that by the Dover Lach, Yesh Pesh Lach Abishal. The sheet of the Ramah later on, the Mikra, then by Dover Lach, Ein Bish Lach Abishal. But Mitakana Darbonan, they said if it's Nisan and the Gamri, you can't heat it up again. So then you would have these issues. But if it's not Nisan and the Gamri, so like you said, people will still look at this as having the benefit of a warm food. So even though it's not Yatza lettuce, that's enough to say that people don't perceive this as a new mice of heating because people perceive it as warm. So Mirabonan, that's enough to be matter. But in a case where it's totally cool, that'd be very confusing to people. So we just by Dover Lach, which is Nistan and the Gamri, even according to the opinion of the Ramah, were Choshes Mirabonon, not Kon Mechabers Mirais, for the fact that you are heating it from room temperature to Yatza Lettuce.
I guess we'll get to the details of that, but it means really, Nistan and according to the Ramah really means all the way down to room temperature.
So the assumption of the Poskim is if people like warm food as opposed to cold food means room temperature food. We're not talking about freezer cold food, right? Or fridge cold food. People look at the stuff they have on the plate sitting on the table, which has cooled off to room temperature. That's cold, right? At some point in time, people say, oh, this is a nice warm dish.
Some point, I'm wondering what's the.
So that's here. The point of the Ramos, you don't need Yatza lettuce, but you need the perception of people, because people perceive this as warm as opposed to cold. So there's no set temperature what it is, but it's
independent.
We're dealing with your average Yosef, right? What most people would consider, then still consider it has the benefit of warmth to it.
Yeah.
That's
enough. Just like the different opinions about for Yatza lettuce, but about the actual temperature, we're going to see that.
They don't give numbers. I haven't seen numbers on this one.
Does this also work with chumrah that if it's cold then some temperature, and I think that beyond that point where people call it warm, that would be also for the Ramah?
No, it's only also if you cook the Yatza lettuce.
But if the important threshold is that threshold of. No,
well, that's like a gzeira almost, type of thing.
Right?
But mikra than the rice according to the Ramah in bishlach abishli madavrelach. Right, so we're saying okay, but don't do an act of heating it to a temperature which we consider bishul.
Right. Okay.
Mina rice, mina bun. It's also because people perceive it as bishul, but this is to be like a gzeira almost.
Yeah,
so.
What would be like?
Heating something from room temperature to a temperature people perceive as warm, but it's not Yatza lettuce. So, there's no tzad bishul over there at all. Okay, siftes. So, it's interesting. I'm not sure the order of the Shulchan Aruch. I can't necessarily better the order of the Shulchan Aruch, even though that's what the Chayyadim and these Sarim did, is that they rewrote it in a more logical order, but maybe we would have started and defined what items there's a din of Bishul on, right? Davar Lach, Davar Yavesh, Nistan, and not Nistan, etc. Then we go through the lachas of the different Kalim of Klirishin, Klisheni, which is what we're going to do now. We touched on it very briefly before. So we sort of did this that order, then we maybe got involved in Sifei, what about Bishul Acharafiyah, Fiyachar Bishul. But then we really got into this whole issue of Kenegan and Madura. It's like I can see the flow, that's all because of that back to our issue is it your Bishul in these type of scenarios, but I don't know. I would have put the dinim of Kalim first. Sift has Klirishin. Pirish Klishin Ishtamish Boy Al Hawesh. That's the pot which is on the fire. So I feel that Achash Heavy Ru Me'al Ha'esh, even after you've taken it off of the fire, the Mevashel calls the Mancha Yatza Lettuce Bo. It has the power of Bishul as long as the temperature is Yatza Lettuce Bo, which means it's hot enough that it can heat whatever you put into Yatza Lettuce Bo. If itself is just Yatza Lettuce Bo, the temperature that it's going to heat the food inside is The temper it's going to heat up inside, will not be yatzaletes bo, so it's borderline, but it means it's going to heat the food to yatzaletes bo, so it has a power of bishul. So I can't put spices which are raw, you know, they're just ground up vegetables, herbs, but they're not, they've never been cooked. So putting spices on in a klirishon, take a klirishon off of the fire, I'm going to pour pepper on it, so I'm spicing it, you're cooking the pepper. Okay, Zok, the Shulchan Aruch, opinion number one, that salt is an exception. Salt is not a vegetable, salt is a mineral. So, water is also, it's not a mineral, but it's not a vegetable, it's not something which grew, but there's a dinner bishul on water, so there's a dinner bishul on salt also, but salt functions differently than the spices. So the first opinion says that salt is much even a klirishon as long as it's not on the fire. The tzicha milcha bishula kibis for the Torah. The Mora says that the meat of a shore, which is full grown adult shore, is very hard meat. And it will only cook in a klirishon. You can't, which is on the fire. Bistur the Torah will not cook in a klirishon off of the fire. And the Mora says that salt, according to this opinion, salt needs that level of cooking. The only thing which cook it is a klirishon on the fire. V'yeish mi she'oyser Now, some, however, say that once it's, even though it's off the fire, that they answer putting meat into the klirishon, which is off of the fire. So some say it's only osur, it's a basar maluach. So basar maluach, so it's been through the process of being nimlach and hudach. So why are we discussing basar maluach? Zotar amav. And nearly the beloy maluach nami yasser al the nakan maluach the blavachi yasser mishum dam shabai. When we say basar maluach, it's not that the salt is making any halachic nafkamina in regard to the bishul. It's making an afkamina in regards to the halachas of dam, because meat which has not been salted is usher to eat because of the dam. So all meat has to be salted. If you're doing bishul, not if you're doing tzli, if you're doing bishul, it has to be salted. But enochanam, in regards to the iser of bishul, really it would be a problem of bishul even without the fact that it's salted. It's not that the salt softens it and allows it to get have it in a bishul. Okay, now zakt the Ramah further. V'yesh arisim losis melech afilu b'klisheni calls mancha yatzaletis boy v'mach v'tavol avrocha. So some say that salt is the other extreme. We say salt is different than pepper. So pepper is clearly yasser in a klirishon, and it's clearly mutter in a klisheni. Salt, according to one opinion, is also even in a yasser. Even a klirishon is not osur unless it's out, it's on the fire. And one opinion says it's also even in a klisheni. So either way, salt is not, it's, you know, it's not the same thing as pepper, but it's going to be much more chomer. And hamachmer tavla bracha, the Ramah says it's appropriate to be machmer if possible. Okay. Now, if over menosin melach, I feel of a klirishon. If a person salted the food, even in the klirishon, even if it was on the fire, shall we sure that that's for sure awesome. Putting salt onto a klirishon on the fire is clearly bishul. Mutar meichel, the melech botzel al gavi meichel. But you're not going to answer the meat, all of the meat or all of the food to eat because of the salt. The salt is clearly a very, very minute amount compared to the rest. Even though you can taste the salt, right? But since Mikra Din, once you did the Veira, it's mutter, it's only a kanas. So they didn't kanas the food, they only kanas the salt, which you can't. You have no way of removing the salt from the food. The salt just got cooked, so that doesn't ask for the rest of the food. Okay, let's see. Sure. Sama Gimel calls man. So Klibishin is able to cook as long as it's out to lettuce, but Harafilo Kvar Pasak Rasikhosim, it's not boiling anymore. But even though it's not boiling anymore, as long as it's yatsa lettuce boy, it still has the power of bishul. So yatsa lettuce boy, Avlim Aino yatsa lettuce boy, Philip Kirishan, Enema Vashul. Even though it's a Kirishan, once it's yatsa lettuce boy, there's no more bishul. Fine. V'im loy heavy ru meal hawesh. If, however, it's still on the fire. Also, litan the Sercha Tavlin, the Philip Melech. The chol gav, so putting in tablet, putting in melech is going to be also all age. Everything is also fill a diet to the salik is like there my hair misham. Even though you're planning to, let's say, salt it or add the pepper, and immediately move the pot off of the fire right afterwards. We're afraid it's also because pen yishach actually is special because you might end up with the best laid plans, but then the person gets distracted and ends up leaving there to the point that it will be in his special. Come on, let's see if you doubt. Okay, so now it's off of the fire. It's still, it can cook still, so you can't put spices on it. But putting spices into klisheni is mutter. Feel a yatsa lettuce, but even though the klisheni is yatsa lettuce, but dami is bashul shomer because klisheni is not mevashul. Right, fine. As I mentioned to you, Tosfos says the chiluk was chiluk in klibishin and klisheni. Klibishin, since the pot was on the fire, so the walls of the pot are heated as well. So now the walls of the pot are maintaining and strengthening the heat which is inside, so that gives it the koyach of bishul.
The heat reservoir.
Right, so whereas the klisheni, it's only put in there from the klibishin, so the walls have no of their own have no intrinsic heat. I'm not getting into physics. For our purposes, and so what the wall is doing is actually it's getting heated. What it's doing is really drawing heat away from the food.
Yeah.
So the wall is actually acting as something which is weakening the temperature and weakening the koach of bishul. Now, klisheni. What he's saying over here, that the chiddush over here, klisheni, is even what we said before, that there's something called kalei bishul, and certain things are also in a klisheni. We said we don't know exactly what they are in Shabbat Machmer. It's clear in halacha that tavlin are not kalei bishul. That's halacha lemaisa. So a person wants to add spices, what we call spices, to a klisheni, even Shabbat Machmer, not to put potential kalei bishul. In a klisheni, by spices, you don't have to be machmer. Fine. You know klisheni dover gush shayatsa lettuce boy. If, however, there's a dover gush yesh li zor bezeh, the person serving the dover gush calls man shayatsa lettuce boy dinner klisheni. So, if there's a scenario of a dover gush, a salad, a hot salad. So those who argue that by a hot salad, there's no the rules of klibishin and klisheni don't apply. And it's like a klibishin, if it was on the fire originally, this hot salad. So once it's off the fire, even though it's klisheni klisheni, doesn't make a difference as long as it's the yatsa lettuce boy, it's a problem. There's an arch shulchan. Doesn't discuss. There's a Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says that this halacha, that a Dabar Yavesh, a Dabar Gush, is a concern that it has a power to cook even in a klisheni. That's all I'm talking about. There's no liquid there. So the way the walls of the klisheni pull away the heat, liquid is a very good medium of transfer. So the liquid will pull the temperature away into the walls, and the walls will get hot. But meanwhile, they're dissipating the heat, which is in the food stuff. If there's no liquid there, so there's not a good transfer of temperature from the davar gush into the walls, so the walls aren't helping you, the walls are not cooling the davar gush. So I have a davar gush sitting in a liquid, so I have a liquidy type of a cholent, a watery type of a cholent. It's not, you know, dry. There are pieces of potato in there, there's pieces of meat, etc. There's many davar divrei gush in there. But there is liquid there, which is pulling the temperature away from those things into the walls and then dissipating it out. So the mild davar gush doesn't apply, as Orchis Shulchan says. And there definitely are some places which agree to that.
I mean the mild.
The extra power of davar gush that it can cook the klisheni is not true, because the liquid which is there with the davar gush neutralizes the extra power of bishul that the davar gush has. Okay. Some above the kimish habiroi, the al ha'esh filibis of the turim is bashul, because directly in the fire everything cooks. So salt is mutter because it needs kibis of the turim. Now we're saying salt doesn't cook in a klisheni. B'avsheni muach b'afa klisheni. Salt dissolves in a klisheni. So, like, does something to it. Michuyoy enom bishulay. But the idea of dissolving is nothing to do with bishul. Shafet said not to reik, and I'll prove it to you, because even in cold water, salt dissolves. So maybe not as easily as in warm water or hot water, but definitely dissolves in cold water as also. So that which you're dissolving something is not an indication at all of bishul. Now, by the way, so in regards to our salts, our salt comes in one of two ways. Our salt comes from salt which is mined, so that's this halacha over here. Or salt comes because they take water which is very salty and they boil it out, and you're left with the salt.
Which is the more common one for us? Table salt.
Table salt is more, America's mined.
So this is subject to this one.
Right. Sea salt usually is cooked. So sea salt, you know, it's been cooked. So I'm bishul like a bishul. But the regular salt doesn't have that. Doesn't have that advantage. It wasn't cooked, and therefore that's a lot would apply. So then some say that putting basur meluach is usur in this kli rishon which is not on the eish. It's been salted and it's been rinsed properly, even though it's shell short. So what's the pshat? The Gemara says bisur the Torah. We're arguing with the din of the Gemara that bisur the Torah needs klibishan al ha'esh to cook. The answer is that the meat's part of it, but there's other things in there. There's liquid, etc. So that can be cooked even on the klibishan not al ha'esh. Now the Ramah said that really this is nothing to do, the issur is nothing to do with the fact that it's salted. It's not that because it's salted, the salting weakens it and makes it easier to cook, and that's why we're machmer. Therefore, means salt food which is not salted, we don't think machmer. No. There's no difference. So why do they say salted? Practical issue, because otherwise you have a different problem. You have a problem of dam. Tabulay meluach ayin. You know what? Let's hold it here.